Yemen's ceasefire may contribute to downfall of Saudi regime. A year of relentless state terrorism against the Yemeni people by Saudi Arabia through indiscriminate bombardment of all and sundry, including mosques, schools, hospitals, power plants, markets, and residential houses, has left at least 8,400 people, among them 2,236 children, martyred so far, while 16,015 other Yemenis have sustained injuries, some of them serious. The raw, roguish, inexperienced, and overtly pro-Zionist trio of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, Defense Minister Mohammed bin Salman, and Jewish-looking Foreign Minister Adel Jubeir, which has virtually hijacked the administration of the ailing, aged, and imbecile King Salman bin Abdulaziz, ought to be tried for war crimes against the Arab world's most impoverished country. They had dreamt of bludgeoning into submission the popular Ansarullah movement led by Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi within a matter of days, if not weeks, through their brutal use of superior air power, but failed to dent the resolve of the battle-hardened Yemeni defenders. The result has been a humiliating ceasefire by Riyadh, which observers believe may contribute to the downfall of the Wahhabi Saudi entity, a creation of the crafty British similar to the ruthless Zionist entity in Palestine. Please stay with us for excerpts from an interview conducted by Russia's Sputnik Network with Canada-based international journalist Zafar Bangash and with U.S. political analyst Daniel Patrick Welch. The UN Special Envoy for Yemen recently announced that Saudi Arabia and the Ansarullah movement agreed to a cessation of hostilities 1 year since a Saudi-led coalition began its military intervention in Yemen and days after a U.S. airstrike killed 50 people in the country's southeast. Zafar Bangash of Crescent International told Radio Sputnik's Brian Becker, the host of Loud and Clear, that though the news is welcome, it is too early to talk about real peace. Saudi Arabia has yet to reach its political objectives, which were, as he believes, to install a proxy government in Yemen to rule the country on its behalf. Bangash said the Saudis had been bombing the poor country for a year and they have caused a massive amount of damage. They have destroyed the infrastructure. Thousands of people have been killed. 22 million Yemenis are on the verge of starvation. But the objectives for which the Saudis launched their war of aggression on Yemen have not been achieved. And that was, of course, to install their own puppet of the Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi back in power. According to Bangash, Saudis have lost the war from the perspective of their objectives, and now they are trying to find a way out of the mess without losing face. Yemen is strategically important for Saudi Arabia and the United States, Bangash said, because it controls the entrance to the Red Sea, a critical sea lane for the export of oil from the region. Saudi Arabia and its allies do not want to lose control of that waterway. According to political analyst Daniel Patrick Welch, the reason Washington welcomes the ceasefire is because it is very important for the United States that 2016 is a peace year, proving to the public that there is a difference between the foreign policy of Democrats and the Republicans. Normalizing relations with Cuba, formalizing the Iran nuclear deal, and implementing ceasefires in Syria and Yemen are necessary just to give the veneer that something is actually happening and Obama can retire with his peace in track. Bangash believes that Saudi failure in Syria, Yemen, and Iraq are all going to contribute to the downfall of the Saudi dynasty. While Riyadh is accustomed to buying people's loyalty, it cannot continue this tradition any longer due to the high costs of its military interventions and falling oil prices. However, this does not mean that a Saudi regime change will affect the U.S. He said, "I believe that the U.S. probably has lined up maybe 2 to 3 other groups, factions within Saudi Arabia, that are likely to take over, so that if this family falls, it does not mean that this part of Arabia goes out of the orbit of U.S. influence." Bangash concluded, "It's just that there will be a change of faces." Meanwhile, Yemen's Ansarullah movement leader, Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, says Saudi Arabia is committing genocide against the Yemeni people as it continues with its deadly aggression against the impoverished nation. He asserted that the Saudi-led aggression on Yemen targets all the axes of resistance, meaning Lebanon's legendary anti-terrorist movement, the Hezbollah, and its charismatic leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, for supporting the Yemenis against the terrorist war launched against them. During his televised address on the first anniversary of the unprovoked Saudi aggression, Sayyid Abdul Malik said, "The Saudi forces and their mercenaries have come to Yemen to wipe out a generation and they want to raise Yemen to the ground." He said the Saudi regime has committed numerous crimes against the Yemenis. "The Saudi regime knows no limit in its massacre of women and children," he said, adding, "The Saudis are, however, ignorant of the Yemeni popular will." Sayyid Abdul Malik pointed out that the United States and the UK are helping Saudi Arabia in the aggression against Yemen. The Saudi regime has neither respected the concept of neighborliness nor Islam, he added, noting that the Al Saud regime and its mercenaries fighting in Yemen are under the sway of the Saudi-Israeli-US axis. The leader of the Ansarullah movement slammed the silence of the UN Security Council regarding the Saudi aggression, saying the body is providing security only for arrogant powers in violation of the UN Charter that was not drawn up for the oppressed and only served bullying and dictatorial regimes. "It is shameful to remain silent vis-a-vis such crimes," he said, adding that some countries have openly taken the side of the Yemeni people and provided some assistance they could to the nation. "The resistance shown by the Yemenis shows the legitimacy of the demands of the Yemeni people," he added. He said the main objective of the Saudi aggression is the destruction of the entire region so that the Zionist regime of Israel will turn into an unrivaled power in the region. According to Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the Saudi crimes have overshadowed the Israeli atrocities against the Palestinians, the Ansarullah leader said. The Ansarullah leader, pointing to retaliatory attacks by the popular forces, said that heavy and deadly blows have been inflicted on the Saudi war machine. He said the Yemenis do not have a great amount of military equipment, but we have been standing against the enemy. The Yemenis feel obliged to defend their principles. He said the Saudis launched their aggression under the slogan of serving the Yemenis. However, we have seen how they have served the Yemenis with their missiles and destruction by killing women and children. The Ansarullah leader said the enemies cannot and will not be able to reach their objectives because Yemenis of all walks of life will continue to stand by their national commitments. He concluded, "What we are seeing now is a result of our steadfastness. The blood of our martyrs has struck heavy blows at the aggressive enemy."